This portion of Animal Radio is underwritten by Fear Free. Fear Free takes the pet out of petrified and puts the treat into treatment. To learn more and find a certified Fear Free veterinary professional near you, visit fearfreepets.com.
It is Animal Radio, celebrating the connection with our pets. And we'll head back to the phones in just a couple of seconds. First, we're going to visit with Monique Fairchild. She is a licensed vet tech, and she also sits on the executive council for the Fear Free movement. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
How are you doing today? Where are you?
I am doing just great. I am just outside Seattle, Washington. I'm at work today in the hospital, just running some anesthesia in between phone calls.
Yeah, you spend a good amount of time. By the way, if you have to go, you just let me know.
Oh, you're fine. You're good. You're in the schedule. You're good.
Okay. You do a lot of training, behavior training, and I wanted to ask you a few questions about that if you have a little bit of time. You've handled many canine behavior cases. How do you think us as owners are we doing? Are we doing a good job training our animals?
You know, I think it depends a little bit on how you measure good job.
Okay.
I think a lot of, you know, most relationships between families and pets are pretty successful. People like their dog. They enjoy living with their dog. They have a nice relationship. The dog gets to stay with them for their whole life. I think that's probably a training success. If we measure training success through, do people understand that they're training or not training? Are they getting the behaviors that they want all the time from their animals? Maybe they're a little bit less successful.
Yes.
You know, I still hear people, I can't believe to this day, say that a puppy is too young to train and you should wait until they're at least 6 months because they won't retain any knowledge or anything, that you have to wait till they're older.
Well, I would disagree with that, certainly. Learning happens all the time, and puppies, their eyes and ears open around 2 weeks of age, and they're ready to take in lots of new sensory information at that age. And the sooner you start training, the better. You might not be training something complicated like agility or competitive obedience or service dog tasks until they're a little bit older, but things like having good manners, being social with other animals, being social with people, being accustomed to a variety of different kinds of handling, like for when you need to go to the vet, or when you need to be groomed, or when you need to receive a pill, that kind of thing. All that training can start right away, not to mention house training. I think that everybody would be disappointed if they waited until 6 months to start teaching their puppy to be house trained.
Yeah. Absolutely. So what do you think the biggest mistake is you see with owners training?
I think a lot of owners fail to acknowledge right behavior. So they tend to respond when something's going wrong.
So right behavior. So they only acknowledge...
Yeah, like desired behaviors.
Okay.
When the dog is doing the right thing, but it doesn't bother the owner, they tend to ignore that and only respond to the dog or acknowledge if there's a problem going on. So say, for instance, if we use the example of being in the kitchen and getting up on the counter. Generally, if the dog is wandering around the kitchen as a puppy and doing a great job staying on the floor and keeping four on the floor, most owners are going to ignore that really good behavior that they really want, and they're only going to respond when the dog jumps up and puts their paws on the counter to try and do some counter surfing. Unfortunately, some dogs might get a little bit of a boost from that interaction, where they get touched and talked to, and it generates a little bit of excitement. And sometimes that promotes the counter surfing behavior instead of getting rid of it. And that's an example of a time where the dog was doing the right thing, kind of got ignored, did the wrong thing, got a bunch of attention, and we had a missed opportunity to reinforce right behavior that was happening all on its own.
So let me get this straight. When they're doing good stuff, we don't give them the accolades, and they don't think, you know, they don't get that boost, that ego boost, that id boost. But when they counter surf, then we get all excited and everything. And while it may be that we're mad, they just see excitement, right?
And exactly. Or even like jumping up on us.
Ah.
If we come home and the dog's staying on the floor, oh, hi, how are you? And you get the happy wags and smiling face at you. We ignore them until they jump up on us and we're like, hey, heck, what are you doing? Get off me. Well, they got us to stop ignoring them. It was really effective. They got us to look at them and touch them and talk to them. And even though we might have in our head, oh, I'm scolding the puppy for jumping on me, it was better than ignoring. We ignored the right behavior and we acknowledged the one that we didn't want.
Yeah.
And I think that's a really common mistake.
Okay, so on the other hand, what are we doing right with our dogs?
Yeah, are we doing anything right?
Oh, everybody's doing lots of things right. We have lots of happy people living with lots of happy dogs.
Okay.
Today, I think one thing that a lot of people are doing right that they maybe didn't used to do is they're reaching out and asking for help when they need help. help is so available. We're in the technology age. People can get on Facebook, or they can get on, you know, get on social media. They can get online and watch videos. They can do all this kind of stuff, and it's easier to reach out to a trainer than it ever has been before. Everybody has a website. Everybody is on social media. It's easy to get a hold of people. So I think something that people are doing really right is asking for help when they feel like they need it and recognizing that that help is available. It can be sometimes difficult for owners to differentiate good versus potentially harmful methods when they're seeking help, but I think reaching out for help is something that dog owners are really doing a better job than they did in the past.
You are a bevy of information, and I hear people actually call you Monique-a-pedia just because you know a lot about training. Will you share a couple of your top tips?
Absolutely. For me, I want training to be a part of my everyday interaction and part of my relationship with my dog. Don't have training be something you set aside on the calendar and hope that you get to those 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 15 minutes during the day. We're all so busy. It's not going to happen. I mean, it's hard enough for people to get their kids to brush their teeth. It's asking a lot to set aside 15 minutes to train a puppy every day. So make training part of what you're already doing. You're already feeding the dog, make your mealtime a training session. You're already playing toy games with the dog, make your toy games part of a training session. Take advantage, leverage the time you're already spending building your relationship with that dog, and build in some training exercises during those times. And then the other thing is, I tell people, try to identify 50 to 100 right decisions that your puppy makes every day. So watch the puppy when it's going around the house, and if it doesn't jump on the counter, treat. If it doesn't jump on you, treat. Oh, you're staying on the floor on your bed holding still? That's amazing. Guess what? You get a treat for that. Recognize the activities of daily life that you need that dog to do, and acknowledge and reinforce them when they happen in the situation.
Oh, absolutely awesome. Wonderful information. Monique, great. I'm going to let you get back to that anesthesia, okay?
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thanks for visiting with us.
Take care. Have a great day.
This portion of Animal Radio was underwritten by Fear Free. The veterinarian isn't typically thought of as your pet's favorite place to go. With Fear Free, that all changes. To learn more and find a certified Fear Free veterinary professional near you, visit fearfreepets.com.